Something magical has been happening in a dark and semi-secret basement on 2nd Avenue in Prince Rupert. It's Dungeons and Dragons, and it's part of a summer camp that's taking place this week. Yesterday, I spent the day with a group playing through a campaign in the sewers of a mythical city. I think it was Stony Brook. All of the players there were between the ages of 5 and 13, and 6 out of 8 of them were girls.
Most of the population hasn't heard of the troubles in the city of late. The attacks at the Temple of Pelor, the theft of the Blade of the Sun.
I'm Rob Gruber, I'm the owner and kind of the story writer here at Good Times.
There's talk among the heroes in town that the source of at least the most recent issue can be found in the sewers beneath Stony Brook.
Scott Kloster, I'm just a fixture here. I don't actually work here, but...
Well, we were in elementary school when we started, so that's not to date us, but it's over 30 years. Man, there was no girls playing. If a girl even knew you played, it was social suicide.
My name's Rain. I play a character named Shauna. She's a good female human fighter and a weapon master.
I'm Sabina. I'm a good female human cleric.
Hi, my name's Kaylin, and I play a character named Iris, a good female half-elf paladin, and I'm level 6.
Isabella, my character's name is Nadonna. I am a good female half-elf cleric. Oh, I'm a level 3.
I'm Peyton. My character's name is Danny. I'm a good female human cleric. I'm level 6.
Now your daughter's playing?
Yes, she started about 2 years ago, not at my prompting or anything even. There was a girls' gamer camp they were running here. Peyton really locked on to Dungeons & Dragons and she kept wanting to go again and again. She probably plays 7 days a week if she could.
My name is Micah. I'm Michael Vinn, a good male wood elf druid.
Okay, you've got double damage on a severe blow.
I find it's quite like a teamwork game, and you get to kind of interact with other people and kind of work on leadership skills and that kind of stuff. It's great.
And your character's name?
Erlyn. She tries hard and kind of tries to protect everyone. I do that with a lot of my friends, actually. So... in that way, we're quite alike.
Hi, I'm Angus. I play a character named Don, a good male Eladrin wizard, and he is level 6.
We always play the good guys with the kids. They're always the heroes. They're going to save the princess or the prince. They're always going to stand up for the little guy. They're going to defend the villagers. You know, being heroic is something that's so by the wayside these days. Even in our movies, our heroes are bad guys. Everybody's cheering for bad guys all the time. Well, we're making these kids... be heroes, and I think the world needs more heroes. And
how will you wait till you're out of the water?
Olivia Godden. I've been working at Good Times for 4 years. With that, they taught me to DM and a bunch of the games at the store. And
so you're a dungeon master.
Yeah, I am one of the four or five dungeon masters at the store.
How old are you?
I'm 17. I absolutely love working with these girls. It's actually all the kids here. It's definitely the highlight of what I do. My goal is to teach elementary when I'm older.
Olivia's amazing. She plays, she's running. She ran our first Gamer Girls Camp, and it helps us a ton because it gives the other girls someone to kind of look up to. It empowers the girls and gives them someone to kind of shoot to be. They all want to be the next Olivia. They all want to work at the store when they grow up, and it's really cool. And it breaks the ice, and it makes it, so girls feel welcome here.
I love getting to be that part of their life or be someone positive for them that can teach them things, whether it's as simple as their math addition or if it's something like a life decision. I like making sure that they know that there's people there for them. They really learn like the support, the friendship. They're very honorable, like things that you can't really learn in school, they tend to learn here. A lot of them, you'll see them sacrifice themselves, their characters, they'll jump in, they'll take the hit.
Okay.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of weapon?
2 die 8 plus 7.
So, and you're fighting the pudding?
Yes.
Okay.
What weapon?
The reason I asked that
thing is because
last time we used our action points.
7, 4,
7, 4, plus 7.
Okay, so what's that all add up to?
11.
What's 11 plus 7?
18.
18 damage, nice. All right, next to act is going to be Isabella. Nadana is next.
Okay.
So you've got an ooze in front of you. You want to fight the ooze? It's a smaller one.
You have amazing.
Okay, what kind of attack would you like to use?
What should I use?
Now, I'll be honest. I think the girls are at this age are better players than the boys. They have a real team mentality and a real attachment to their characters. They work really well together, and they really want to see everybody succeed. And they make great Dungeons & Dragons players.
So Peyton Rain steps in to try to take the attack away so it doesn't hurt you.
I look forward to killing those things, healing people, and a couple other things.
And what makes you the most nervous when you have a game coming up?
I feel nervous that I'm going to die.
Micah's hurt, he's bloodied, and...
Hold on a second. I need to get back to healing people.
I'd say, to comment on the empathy... I recall Sonny the Owlbear, they had this owlbear. It's kind of a large bear-like creature with an owl face. The kids have got to know this creature over the course of a few games, and during one of the sessions, this owlbear died. And you could visibly see the kids were actually quite sad, and like some of them, like tears were almost coming to their eyes.
What is your character like?
Loyal, stubborn, funny, I think, I hope.
What do you like most about her?
Her attacks.
She's strong?
She's very strong.
Through Dungeons & Dragons, then we do live action. We do all kinds of other stuff. We have people that come from out of town and say they can't believe how social and how confident our young, 8-year-olds are here and how much they know and how smart they are. They're just amazing kids. I'm so proud of them all.
Well, thanks to all of the knights and warriors that led me through the campaign yesterday and let me hang out in their dungeon. It was a lot of fun. If you'd like to join in on something like that, Good Times Games hosts Dungeons & Dragons quests for all ages.